So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine? We know countries now. We know you sit here and I sit here. We know countries now. People are suffering because of what? Famine. Malnutrition, suffering from it. Don't have enough food. Did God create this earth that way? No. It's because of sin. It's though people need to hear the gospel and get that devil out of there. Where's that? We was at, my wife can testify this. We was at the last minister conference we was at in Texarkana. And you look how, I want to show you how the grace of God, and I'm done. You know how proper the line, say this towel here is the proper the line. Over there was the heathen prophet. Over here was the believer's prophet. A line that their crops just flourish and blossom. Over there, they little old weeds trying to come out the ground. That's a curse. We're going to get it before we leave this earth. We're going to be, I'm not talking about just this church. I'm talking about the body of Christ. This earth going to wonder, what in the world done happened? The giant had been awakened. The giant had been awakened. We finally discovered we are just like Jesus. We can do what Jesus did when he walked the earth. They're gonna get sinking at some of y'all hearts on your way home. And you're gonna run to this Bible. Let me see. Didn't not Jesus say the works I do shall you do also? The gift God gave to the world. So you wouldn't be poor anymore. So you wouldn't be sick. So you wouldn't be confused. So you wouldn't be in strife. So you wouldn't, your life wouldn't be cut short. So you could live and let God's life flourish or shine through you, the light of God shine through you, and you can be a light to the world, and many that'll see you sit. We'll be that city that what sits on a hill, and we cannot be hid. And people are going to come when they find out the drug's not working. When they find out being a pimp not working. When they find out changing genders not working. They're going to come out of that crazy stuff. They're going to say, I want Jesus. Just mark my words, if you don't think it's so. And it's going to almost be like a stampede, but Holy Ghost know how to control it, but it's going to be people coming. But see, I'm telling you, this religious world, I'm so glad that I'm a believer. What are you? Who are you? Have messed over people's lives. They just go to church and just go home. Go to church and go. Listen, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church. Wherever we go, this is just a building. That a church is. You think I'd be up here if none of you was in those seats, be up here preaching to the church? Which y'all think that y'all somebody peeping the door? What are you doing? He preaching to the church? You know what you say? You'll start saying, No, you're the church. That's why the gift came. You're free. Enjoy your freedom. Live your life for Christ. Get out of confusion. Put the devil out. And tell him like that song we used to sing, and I used to try to sing it when I was out there. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. You heard that song. No more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Yeah, y'all used to sing it. So let's tell that rascal hit the road and you better not come back. Don't you gonna get something you don't want, because I'm gonna have some more of this Jesus in me. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.